Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Madanese's Experience, where we talk life, purpose, business, real estate investing, entrepreneurship, growth hacking, relationships, and so much more. I am so excited for you to be on the show today. If you guys have any questions, please drop them in the messages and the DMs. And I just can't wait to get started. So here we go. What's up, everyone? How are you? Welcome to the Madanese's Experience, where we talk life, purpose, business, relationships, real estate, life hacking, and so much more. I am really excited about this episode today. Very, very special for me. I can't be more excited to actually kind of talk about something that very, very, very sensitive to my heart, but more exciting. What's happening? A lot of people, if you don't know my story or don't know the roots of, you know, like my entrepreneurial journey and really where the spirit of the entrepreneur comes from, it really comes from my parents and my grandpa and you know, particularly this episode is really going to be about my mom. I don't think she knows enough on how important she's been in my life. Of course, she's, you know, gave birth to me, and she helped raise my brother and my sister, and, you know, she did it really selflessly. She had an amazing job working for the state as a correctional officer, and then she met my stepdad. They were married for, I believe, like 15 plus years until eventually they, you know, their love fell away from each other, and just things didn't work out. And, but what she did when she met my stepdad and what she did even once she resigned from being a correction officer, left a great paying job. And, you know, I really remember the day she would drop us off at school. We went to El Dorado Elementary School. And even before that, we, you know, she actually was probably the first house I ever rehabbed was with my mom. We lived, it was Church Street in Southside Stockton, and really was in the hood, and I was a little preppy boy. My mom really sheltered us from any kind of negative activity. Whole nother episode, you know, talking about my father. My father actually got expelled from high school and selling drugs and, you know, playing craps, and he was a straight gangster before he became a correction officer as well. But that's a whole nother story. He's a gangster. But really, this episode, you know, is dedicated to my mom. Monique Duquette is her maiden name. And, you know, if you guys aren't following her, if you guys want some inspiration for different ideas for, you know, house or cooking, my mom throws down. And she's an amazing cook. Chef, really a really passion of skill that she has. But I'm excited because something I've been really praying about and hoping for many years, and we really bumped heads, I would say, in a good way. You want to go follow her, it's vintage_Q. That's my mom, vintage_Q on Instagram. Go get inspired, go follow her food, go follow everything. She's a gangster. But really, let me go into it and dive into it, because she really has a big heart for where I come from. She raised me and my brother. You know, my brother and I, 2 years apart, and we literally, it couldn't have been the best. It actually was been the best life for me, and I'm sure my brother can say the same, but we, again, have different views and perspectives on different things. I love him to death. But we had a lot of love, you know, having two sets of parents growing up and two sets of grandparents and having a big family that not necessarily was always blood, but just with extended family and friends, however you want to say it. We've always had a lot of that. And my mom, she literally was grinding. I remember her always selling something. You know, she either had her own daycare company, which when my sister was born, she did that to make some extra money to hustle to make sure we had what we needed. And, you know, even though we had everything we needed, we're always grinding. I remember conversations, you know, we money was always tight, but we always had everything we needed. And I always wanted more, and my mom always provided. And, you know, I learned at a young age from her and my father that if we ever wanted more, we needed to work for it. So I learned how to clean houses. My mom taught me how to be a cleaner, and I throw down in the house. And that's been a very, very skill that I've used. And, you know, it comes from my mom. And I'd always clean the house for her when she'd be out and we'd be home by ourselves for the day or whatever the case may be. Or if we were in trouble, we would have chores to make sure all these things were cleaned and tightened up. But I always, you know, really enjoyed cleaning. Kind of a neat freak. Not so much anymore after having my own two set of kids and a wife that's super clean. Hashtag that is joking sarcasm. If you're listening to this, babe, I love you. But my mom taught us how to do that. I remember when it was Christmas time, we wanted to buy gifts. And, you know, she basically told us, well, we have a mistletoe tree in the backyard. Go cut mistletoe. And she had us wrap these ribbons around the mistletoe. And we went and sold them door to door for like $2. We made some good money then when we were like, I don't know, 9, 10 years old. But my mom, on the other hand, was always on some. She did this creative memory. She sold like these arts and crafts. She sold boutique things. She was always selling something, believe it or not. I don't even think she realizes how much of a entrepreneur she was. And she gets that from my grandpa, my papa, Gary Duquette, I think. But she did everything possible to always make a dollar. And then the best time I ever made the most money was, if you guys remember those Italian charms that were like linked. They were like so popular. I think they're going to come back one day. But they were kind of a fad. But we made a lot of money. And I'll never forget. Went out to a party in Concord, California. I think it was Concord. Maybe in Tracy. Anyway, I think I made like $500 or $600 this night. It was crazy. Literally. It was just so nuts. We sold so many charms and bracelets, and it was just pretty incredible. But the point of this story that I wanted to talk to you guys about is my mom, because when I went through some tough times in 2006, 2008, those years with, you know, when I lost my job, I worked for an amazing company, small company, went under, ran out of money, and I was living off credit cards. And I moved back home from Fresno, California. And I moved back home, got to move back in, I think, with my pops. And it was just really, really tough. And my life started changing in positive so many different ways, because I got introduced to network marketing, the industry. I got introduced to personal development. And I really just started progressing so much in so many different areas of my life, of positivity and my mindset and the environment of my friends and influence of friends and where I was taking information and knowledge and all these different things. And that's kind of where my mom and I slowly, I would say, started drifting away. But we always stayed close. But when it came to business, when it came to making money in certain areas, I stopped taking advice from her. And no disrespect, she always provided love and she always provided all these things for me that I needed from my mom. But when it came to, you know, some of the goals and dreams that I have for myself or what I want to do in the world and for my family and for my future kids at the time, I had to get that information from somewhere. And, you know, my mom now, fast forward to 2018, the last quarter of the year, you know, there's so many amazing things happening. My mom had some things happen in her life, which I won't disclose on here. She will hopefully one day to you guys and my audience and the world, and maybe she'll be a guest on the show soon. But I'm so excited because now she's like building her social media brand. And, you know, we've talked so much about business over the last handful of weeks, and it's just been so exciting because it's something that I've been praying about. I've been looking forward to these days ahead,
and it's like here. And my mom has such a powerful story that she's going to impact millions of women. She's going to impact millions of, I would say, baby movers, because, you know, my whole heartbeat is always having different vehicles, different values to people, to always have multiple streams of income. And I'm going to kind of just kind of share a little bit of her story, because, you know, something happened at work where she doesn't have a certain job. She ended up fast forwarding. She went back to work for the state, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. And she has a handful of years to retire. But some things happen where a certain job she can't do and perform and things of that nature. But the moral of it is, and this is kind of goes back into anybody that's listening to this, you should always have multiple streams of income. And I'm not just talking about like network marketing. I'm not just talking about anything. Like, we live in a day and age where you can make money so many different ways. And it doesn't even have to be like actual money. You can get stuff for free from different companies that will pay you to try their products, to post for them, or whatever it may be. Like, that's a whole nother topic. But what's so unique is we live in a day and age where I'm sitting in my conference, in my business center, one of my properties that I manage, that I consult for, at, I don't know, almost 11:30 at night. And I'm doing a podcast on my cell phone. I have a computer in front of me. I'm a little extra fortunate right now, but literally you don't need any of these things. You just need a cell phone, and you can do a podcast, you can do video, you can create content from all these different platforms and mediums and build a brand, like with your name. Your name, if you're listening to this, you are a brand. And so even if you have skeletons in your life, or skeletons in your past life of employment or things that you've done, guess what? Today is a day that you can change that. Today is the day you can say, you know what? I'm going to have a fresh start. I'm going to start over tomorrow. And right now, you're going to forgive yourself. And then you're going to ask for forgiveness for any of those skeletons, right? And then you're going to build your brand. And you're going to, moving forward, do everything you can to walk with integrity, to do the right thing, and to build your brand, whatever that may look like for you. And I'm excited because, again, my mom and I, we get to have these conversations. She's like opened up a can of worms. Like, there's things I can't even say that she has cooking right now, like metaphorically speaking, because I just can't. But it's exciting to know that she's building. She's 50 years old and she's building. She's building a brand, and her brand's already been existent from the day she was born. But now she can really build. She has a story she gets to share to the world, and I can't wait. So if you're listening to this, Mom, I love you so much. I am so grateful for you. Thank you always, always for just loving on me, loving on my wife, loving on my family, and loving on the kids. And just know that you are going to change and impact millions and millions of women and couples because of your story. Your story is powerful, it has authority, and it's going to change lives. And I'm so excited about that. And I don't even think you understand yet. You might, but I don't think you truly do understand the impact you're going to have on so many people, especially women, especially people that are in your age demographic, but also the people that might not be. Maybe the moms out there that are 18 years old, like you were when you had me. Maybe the moms that when they were a senior, or that are seniors, what it's like to have a kid as you're getting ready to graduate high school. Like, I cannot wait. And so going back into the entrepreneurial spirit of this whole message, again, this is actually more so just for you, Mom. Like, you are the person I'm talking to. And if you're listening to this, again, I'm so grateful that you're listening. I'm so grateful for the life that I have today. And just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's going to wrap up, y'all, from listening to this episode of the Madden E6 Experience. I love you. If you guys have any value, if you guys have a story, if you have someone that inspired you, and has really impacted your life. I want to hear from you. I want to know about it. I want to hear in the comments. DM me. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, at Mattanicis, real simple, MATTANICS. But if you're listening to this podcast, if you even made it this far, thank you. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the marketplace. I look forward to seeing you in person. And I just love you so, 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 so much. Until we meet again. Love y'all. Thank you again for joining the Mattanicis Experience. If you guys had any questions, if you guys had any aha moments, anything learned new today on today's episode, we would definitely love to hear from you. Send myself and my team a message through the Instagram DM, an email, whatever it may be that you feel comfortable with reaching out to us. We definitely want to hear from you. We love you. We thank you. And we'll see you on the next episode.